Hey guys, welcome to the Fashion Buddha podcast. I've been going through a season of growth and just feeling really like vulnerable. But being aware of the vulnerability and not being a victim to the vulnerability and not being afraid of the vulnerability. I've been on this like journey of trying to figure out myself and figure out my heart, my life, my soul, and my purpose. And I've been on this mission of freeing myself. Freeing myself from myself because I have not been my best supporter my whole life. I didn't know I needed to be. I didn't know that it mattered. I didn't know that I could. And I hold sympathy and empathy for that girl growing up in my own head my whole life because I don't know, I was just in like a lot of survival mode growing up. I was just trying to get the fuck out of there, to be perfectly honest. I just needed to keep the faith that I would. And I did. I did an amazing job of getting myself out of where I grew up. But I still do live there in my head a lot. I'm proud of the girl that did that for herself. And now it's time to reclaim my head space and my heart space and my soul space. I've done a great job of removing myself physically from the pain, but I live not all the time, but I get pulled back into that place of self-doubt and fear and questioning my worth and my capabilities and I know better now. I know better so I can do better. I think Maya Angelou said that. But I know. I know better. Like, I know that my brain is on a loop of these emotions that I can control. I can control them by moving my body, like taking a walk, physically moving myself so I don't get trapped in that loop. So I don't get trapped in that loop of feeling like I can't get out of it, really. Like, I observe and I notice my emotions constantly to the point that I'm kind of obsessed by it. But I need to, like, you need to stop when you're feeling bad about something. And you have to go neutral. And by going neutral, I mean, like, stop, literally, force yourself to not think about it anymore. Like, it will come up. You can't control when it's going to come up, like the annoying feeling or the hurt feeling or whatever it is, but you can say, like, I'm not going to think about this anymore. I refuse to. And so you don't think about it anymore and you go do something else. You don't think about it anymore and you do five jumping jacks. You don't think about it anymore and you literally physically, I like to move my body. Like, I will be sitting in one place, I'll get up and I'll walk across the room if I'm thinking about something that's bothering me. Or you can also, like, stop what you're thinking if it's making you feel bad, and you can think a different thought or a better thought. Like, you can think, like, if you think to yourself, like, oh, I don't have the money for that, and it makes you feel bad, obviously, because nobody wants to feel lack. You can think to yourself, money always comes to me. Like, you can, like, literally flip it up on its head, even if it's not true. Your brain feels rewarded by, you know, praising yourself. And it sounds so ridiculous, but I've been doing it long enough that I know that when I think something bad and I turn it upside down on its head and I say, like, you know, no, I don't have the money. And then you're like, oh no, I have more than enough money. Like, your brain literally, like, kind of just relaxes a little bit. So that's part of, you know, my thought process on trying to free myself from myself, free myself from these, like, emotional restraints I've kept on myself my whole life. These limiting beliefs I've kept on myself my whole life. And I'm really just trying to work through it, process it, understand it so I can change it. And I keep having to listen to it over and over and over again because I have ADD, and I know that, you know, I can't use my ADD as a crutch, but I do know how I learn with ADD, and it's about doing it about 500 times to the point of it kind of, like, seeping into my body and my mind and my heart and my blood, so I know it without thinking about it. It's like programming my subconscious mind, essentially, to live through those beliefs, those new beliefs. And establishing new beliefs is a discipline. You have to do it over and over and over again in order for it to be effective. The journey of me owning my own business has been really, it's been so painful, and it's been so beautiful, and it's been so scary, and it's been so inspiring, and it's been such a trajectory of personal growth, self-awareness, confidence building, faith building, believing in myself, not letting the self-doubt cripple me when, oh my God, there have been a lot of times that I have dropped to my knees in tears because I get so afraid of everything that I'm doing that's unknown. But fuck, like, God is on my side. Like, I feel it. I know it. I know God is on my side. I know that the universe wants all of my dreams realized for me. And that's because I am worthy. And I am worthy because it's my birthright. Because I'm here. I'm fucking here. And I will have everything that I want in my life, and I will live a big, beautiful, abundant life of emotional freedom and self-love and compassion and empathy and just every fucking thing that I want in my life, I will have. I have to allow it for myself. I have to free my fucking, my heart and my brain and my soul. I need to align them. I need to tie them together as one so I can channel the strength to get me there. I don't know. I'm crying. I'm just crying because it's like, it's stretching me so much.
it can be really painful going through growth like this. It's like, I don't know, I started this journey not even liking saying the word God because I didn't know what it meant. I didn't really know what it meant in my life. I didn't know the power, that I could possess with the belief in a higher power greater than me. I've been trying to get through this journey by myself on my own, and I don't need to, and I need to remind myself of that constantly. I need to remind myself that I'm not alone. I have spent my whole life feeling so alone. And I've, you know, built belief systems on feeling very alone because, you know, I felt like an alien in my own family growing up. Like, I wasn't like my brother and sister. I wasn't like my parents. I didn't feel connected. I didn't know, I didn't know that, you know, God was with me the whole fucking journey. I didn't know. I just knew I needed to get the fuck out of there. But he helped me get through it because I'm here. I'm fucking here. Like, I made it. So, it's now my job to emotionally remove myself from the place and the emotional home that I grew up in so I can live the next part of my life completely liberated. I really want to take you guys on this journey with me because I just feel like there's somebody out there. I know that there's probably many people out there that feel in a similar way to what I've experienced. I've heard people talk about this before. I just don't have many people in my immediate life that I can be so open and dialogue with around these types of things because, I don't know. So I'm putting it out there in the universe to share, because I think it matters. I really think it matters. It matters on how every single one of us moves through this world. I hope you guys got something out of my convo with myself, basically. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys next week.